right, Pat Metheny Group from the album of the same name. And we heard the track Phase Dance, a great, great album. Really one of the first albums that I came in contact with that got me into jazz. This is Ken. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond here on WHUS. And today's show is inspired by something that's been going on Facebook. I've been seeing these posts and people getting tagged about 15 albums. And sure enough, a friend of mine put up her list and tagged me. That was Sharon. And I felt I needed to respond, and I did. And it was quite an interesting exercise. I really enjoyed it and decided to do a show based on that. Unfortunately, today's show is going to be cut short to about 45 minutes, so I'm not going to have a lot of time to get through the whole list. But hopefully I'll hit the highlights. And one of those highlights, of course, is another album that kind of really sparked my interest in listening to music and hearing different kinds of music. And this was back in the 70s. Name of this artist, I'm sure you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Stay away past the age of old. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. I just wanna know about the rooms behind your minds. Do I see a vacuum there, or am I going blind? Or is it just a remains for vibrations echoes long ago? Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before, the days of ice. And of course this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find the stars displaced and the smell of a world that is burned. A smell of the world that is burned. Yeah, well, maybe maybe it's just a so where do I purchase my ticket? I just like to have a ringside seat. I wanna know about the new Mother Earth. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything.
Jimi Hendrix, the incomparable, great Jimi Hendrix, who, you know, changed the course of rock music, in my opinion, with a very, very unique guitar style and production style, and really opened up my eyes to the world of progressive rock and roll, and got me listening to a whole bunch of different things, which eventually led me into jazz, and made my top 15 list up on Facebook. As I mentioned, this show is a special about that Facebook kind of thing that's going around, going a little viral, everybody putting up their top 15 lists. And these are albums not necessarily my favorite albums today, but albums that stuck in my mind and really influenced the way I listen to music. And kind of, that eventually led me to Miles Davis. And Miles Davis had a couple albums on my list, one of which was In a Silent Way. So we're going to hear a mix of things from In a Silent Way. Thank you. right in the background, the great, great John Coltrane, the album Giant Steps. We're hearing the title track from that. Before that, we heard from Miles Davis from In a Silent Way. And actually, I kind of cheated. And it really wasn't from the Miles album, but a kind of a remix, one of these Bill Laswell remixes, but one of his better ones where he really let the artist come through and didn't get much in the way. And that was a way of kind of sneaking in a whole bunch of parts of that album into one track. So hope you enjoyed that. The name of that album, by the way, is Panthalassa, the music of Miles Davis, as remixed by Bill Laswell. Before that, we heard, I didn't properly announce it, from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Axis Bold as Love, we heard Up from the Skies. And before that, we heard another one from Jimi Hendrix Experience from the album Ladyland. And we heard Rainy Day, Dream Away. And we started out the show by listening to some Pat Metheny from the Pat Metheny Group. And we heard Phase Dance. All right, we're trying to cover the 15 albums that I did in my Facebook post. If you're unaware of that and you are a Facebook member, definitely search me out on Facebook and look at my posts and you'll see my 15 albums. Very interesting exercise. If you come across it, I'd like to know about yours. So definitely put up your 15 albums that stick with you is, I think, the kind of the format of this thing. And tag me on your list so I can see what your favorites are. Right, we've got a shortened show today. We've got soccer coming up at 7:30. I wanted to get as much of this in as I can. So we're going to finish up with two more that are on that list. One is from Ornette Coleman from the album Science Fiction. And we're going to finish up with Charles Mingus from the classic album Mingus Ah-Um. So let's get right into that now with Ornette Coleman.
Thank you.